The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and our very own Mike Hawk will cover the story again in headlines, but today, we toast Qantas Airlines.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, this past Saturday, on a flight from Sydney to Tokyo, there was a technical issue with the in-flight entertainment system. Keep in mind, it's almost a 10-hour flight, 9 hours and 50 minutes. So the airline did the one thing I wish more would do. They had a vote by the passengers, and after the passengers voted, the airline, they agreed to show a movie on every single screen on the plane, whether you'd ordered one or not. Like, look, it's a long flight. We're having a glitch with our system, but we got a couple of movies to choose from. We'll do this for you. So the movie they found was a movie called Daddy-O. Anyone familiar with this? Because I sure as hell was not.
No.
All right, so it's a drama from last year. It stars Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. That's all the information I had, because that's all I care. But anyway, turns out that Daddy-O features, quote, graphic nudity and sexting. One person described the experience as, and I quote, 40 minutes of penis and boobs. Because Qantas, that was their quote, 40 minutes of penis and boobs, because Qantas only showed the first 40 minutes of the movie before deciding, maybe we should put something else on. Now, the passenger said that the entire experience was uncomfortable because the movie, one, was on every screen, whether you wanted it or not, and it included families who were traveling with their children. And again, there's a lot of boobs and penis. So they pulled that movie, and what movie did they put on to replace it? Inside Out 2. So I'm sure that was a big snap for everyone's...
That's the children's one,
the
right?
Children's okay. Movie.
I didn't know if that was an adult movie.
It sounds like a porn movie, but yeah. Inside Out 2. For their part, Qantas apologized and said they're looking into how this may have happened. I can guess.
I know how it happened.
Yeah, you put it
they
on.
They did it. They just didn't know the content of the movie. It's fine. Move on.
It's fine. It is 40 minutes. TNA. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze.
It's so awkward. Sorry.
Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
And keep in mind, they're not just naked. Like, it's a very sexual movie.
Yeah.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitona.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. Don't turn it off.
And as you listen, liking this one, too?
Our six-year-old loves it.
Sir, please don't talk to me.
Yes, I do see the boobs on the screen. Hey, thank you for asking.
Genius.
But as you're listening to the story, based on...
Sorry, you're yelling behind you. Hey, Miles, man, you see that?
Hey!
She got nice hooted right there. But as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story.
Gather around.
Hello, JP. Welcome to the Mint Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, JP, you understand how this here game is played.
Yeah, I do.
All right, man, you have your choice of one of three categories today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, we offer you seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
Let's go with drugs.
I get the feeling that's not the first time you've said that, JP. All right, we go to South Carolina, where a man confessed to deputies that, yes, he was high on drugs before he shot at another car in a busy highway. 23-year-old Vanelli Moorhead faces a long list of charges and a shooting reported just after 5 a.m. So deputies responded after reports of a shooting in the area. They found a victim at a nearby gas station who said they'd been shot at by another vehicle while traveling north on Highway 17. The victim made a lane change to avoid an SUV parked on the side of the road, then heard multiple gunshots and realized they were being shot at before finally pulling over to call law enforcement. Now, no one was injured in the shooting, but a short time later, police found their suspect after a traffic stop. The driver, he confessed to the shooting. He also confessed to consuming drugs before the incident. So he's being charged with attempted murder, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, habitual traffic offender, and possession of a controlled substance. The question is, what drug was he on that made him all shoot him up? Was it methamphetamine? Was it crack? Was it cocaine? Or was it shrooms? So meth, crack, coke, or shrooms, what was this guy on?
I don't see anybody shooting anybody up after doing some lines of coke, so I would probably have to go with meth.
Meth.
Okay. What time of night?
5 a.m.
5:30 in the morning.
And where at? Florida?
South Carolina.
See, I think the opposite, man. I feel like people get... I don't know. I've watched a lot of movies. Seems like people get real messed up. They do too much coke. I think he's on coke. Spit up all night. Gotta shoot.
High blood pressure.
I think he's tripping. I'm going shrooms.
Okay, what was this jackass on? Was it meth, crack, cocaine, or shrooms? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is drugs on profile. This will be a South Carolina man. He was high, 5 a.m. in the morning, driving down the road, started shooting at other cars on the highway. He did capture the guy, and he did admit to the shooting, and that he was also on drugs. Question is, was he on meth, crack, cocaine, or shrooms?
And let us start with E. Ted Smith, who went cocaine.
Oh, not coke?
It was not cocaine. You might sweat a lot, but you're not shooting people. Let's see. JP, you, my friend, went with methamphetamine, which, in my opinion, would make the most sense. However, we're not here to make sense. We're just here to get the right answer. And Miles Montgomery, you went with shrooms.
I think he was up all night on shrooms.
And I think you're biased because you had a horrible trip on shrooms. So you're just thinking, like, anyone who does shrooms, something bad's going to happen. And you're correct.
Okay. Well, I knew something had to keep him up all night. All those would, for the most part.
Shrooms keep you awake?
I mean, as long as the experience lasts. Depends on when I took them.
I mean, I don't know.
You can do that old school thing where you go, I'm going to go to bed and just lay there wide awake.
Watching stuff and going, like, looking at shadows.
Yeah, I guess that's more along the lines of what I do. I'm in bed, but I'm not sleeping.
I should have just stayed awake with the rest of the people. I'm scared.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Taylor.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. We got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Kimmel and Fallon,
Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, Weekend Update, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams of challenge writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A woman in Italy has set a new world record for the thickest tongue. Reach for comment. The woman says,
V. Ted Smith.
Weekend update.
A woman in Italy has set a new world record for having the world's thickest tongue. Reach for comment. The woman said, thanks for that.
Damn, girl, your tongue is thick.
With a pH.
Out here looking like a snap.
Richard kicking game.
Richard Branson has launched a free online university for people with dyslexia. You can check it out at www.wdyslexiacom.com.
Weekend update.
Yeah, I'll say it's weekend update.
That's weekend update.
Richard Branson has launched a new free online university for people with dyslexia. You can check it out at www.wdyslexiacom.com.
23-year-old woman from New Jersey was arrested when she was caught trying to smuggle 25 pounds of marijuana in Christmas presents on a flight to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Sounds like the TSA is being run by Ebenezer Scrooge now.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, the Ted Smith.
Yeah, that was funny. Wanted to be like, TSA, more like Ebenezer Scrooge, screwing Christmas over.
What if she said, no, they're actually gifts.
Yeah. Silence aren't that virgin anyhow. In honor of Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday, more than 4,000 children around the country sent former President Jimmy Carter handwritten notes for his birthday, bearing messages like, who are you? And my mom made me do this.
I'll say we can update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday, more than 4,000 children around the country sent him hand-drawn cards bearing messages like, who are you? And my mom made me do this.
That is pretty tough.
Yeah,
there's people my age who I don't think recognize Jimmy Carter as like a president and stuff he's done. It's
children
like,
certainly do not know who is that. You can show them a picture and they're like, that is an old man.
It still would not look like Jimmy Carter if you knew who Jimmy Carter was.
I also think when you're a kid, you do that stuff. And I get it, right? You know, my mom's 80, right? Like, I can't explain it. She seems happier to see children now than she did. Probably because we're all grown and adults.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember being a kid. Like, we'd go to, like, the nursing homes and sing in choir.
And they're so happy to see you.
Yeah, or, like, write notes and stuff.
In his credit, he was, Jimmy Carter was, he was still doing a lot of things in his.
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity, all that kind of thing.
Ages. I mean, he lived a pretty long life there.
He's still alive, Miles.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. That's why I told you about that Onion headline, you know. Jimmy Carter celebrates 100th birthday with open casket party.
But the thing is, if you did not tell me he was alive, I would not think he's alive, even with the pictures they show. Look at that picture you're looking at right now.
I know, that's why it's just easy.
I would think, oh my God, there's a dead man in a chair, you know. And they're like, no, he's alive.
He does not move much.
No.
No. Well, I mean,
you know, he's like, get me out of here.
He's 100. And they keep talking about all these health problems. And it's like, his health problems that he's 100.
Right, and I don't want to be insensitive, but seeing the chair's like, are we sure he's alive?
Right. You have a mirror under his nose.
Right.
I mean, look, I don't think it's that unheard of for people over 100 that, like, just kind of always look like that. Then one day you go there and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know?
He looks like the Home Alone poster. Every picture I've seen last few months, I'm like, is he constantly in shock or what is?
Yeah, but you know, that look when the skin just starts leaving your body for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, not no reason. He's 100 years old, man.
And I would just think by 100, I don't care what you've done, like, there's just stuff in your body that's like, yeah, I'm just kind of not working well right now.
Yes. You get a roof for your house, they say it's a 50-year roof, right? That's what I've got. Unfortunately, it's about 52 years old now, but I don't expect it to still be working at 100 years old.
Well,
it's like, I'm not designed for that.
And give him his flowers, what is truly impressive, something that we always talk about when it comes to presidents, before what they looked like before they sat in the presidency and what they looked like when they came back out. The fact that one survived to 100, that's insane.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Still tell stories about World War One.
Yeah. I mean, again, I can only go back to my mother, but, like, she's another one, right? Like, I was talking to my brother today, and we kind of joke around, is that, like, she just doesn't eat a ton anymore.
Right.
Of that. So, like, but she always wants to go to lunch. She's pumped for it. So you take her to lunch, and you just convince her to order what you want to eat later.
Thanks, Matt.
Right? Let's see. This weekend, to describe, well, you know, there was 2 days this weekend, right? There was Saturday. If you're a college football fan, what a fun, awesome day.
Unless you're a Bama fan.
Chaos ensued, right? I know a lot of Husky fans are super pumped. Yeah, you know, it's the rematch for the national title game last year. Michigan comes out here, national TV, and the Huskies looked great.
Yeah.
You know, got the job done, beat them as a Big Ten matchup, so that's good. Thrill, I'm with you. That Alabama game, and look, I'm a Maryland fan first and foremost, but I am a Husky fan. I was not happy to see the way DeBoer left last year.
Right.
So watching him lose a game to Vanderbilt, like, I laughed. I enjoyed it. But also, I just was never a Bama person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were so good. They've always been good for so long.
Not like the Yankees were or the Patriots were. We were just like, enough.
Correct. And, it's an old stereotype. But I'm just like, it just feels bad, Bama.
Yeah.
Right? So I think a lot of people around the country, they're just happy to see them lose.
Sure,
period.
Absolutely.
Like, take Kalen DeBoer out of it, this and that. Also, Tennessee lost at home. Or no, I think they were at Arkansas. Either way, that was another big loss. And it's funny because before this weekend, if you had looked at that schedule of games, you'd be like, we can go to the pumpkin patch or whatever. Like,
sure.
There shouldn't be that many, you know, awesome games. And then Saturday was just, again, just an amazing day of college football. Chaos broke out. Everybody was all fired up. I mean, hell, even that Miami and Cal game was good.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Mike he was interested in watching College Game Day. Pat McAfee, I think did a great job for about 90 seconds of basically just saying, you nerds shocked me. He didn't say that. He put it more eloquently.
That's what he meant.
Right, but University of California, right? That's Berkeley, right? I mean, you talk about good schools.
Right.
I mean, it's basically, to me, it's like an Ivy League school. You know, them and Stanford, they're just on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, credit to all those people. They showed up early. They always have some student try to kick a field goal.
Hey, he made it.
He made it. I know. I don't know why I was excited. Like, he's not paying my tuition or whatever, but I was just like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And usually
a fourth of the tuition cost down there.
Yeah, so just great weekend, or a great Saturday, if you like college football and you live in this state. Now, Sunday sucked. The good thing is, in the early window, there was only like four games, but that's what red zone shines, right? The Ravens went to overtime with the Bengals. I had a little family bet on that game.
What was your bet?
I took the Ravens and laid the point and a half.
Yeah, that's right, the point, yeah.
So
yeah.
I just needed the Ravens to win. So
did I, just for my own peace of mind.
Correct, right? And, like, I forget, but, like, there was one point, like, it was, like, all those games were within, like, a field goal or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. That's what red zone's for. Then we locked in Seahawks, Giants, right? 6.5-point favorites. Neighbors, I don't think was even playing. Like, Seahawks got this one. Coming off national TV, you got Thursday night, you got San Francisco coming in. This is a W we need to chalk up on the board. I think he's got outplayed. Got outcoached, got outplayed. There's not much other way around it. They still have some injuries and stuff. You know, Ryan Grubb, love you, dude. Run the damn football. Right? Like, you got to run the ball. You know? There's a lot of weapons on offense for the Seahawks, but first and foremost, like, I don't care how much offense has changed, you got to run the football. And K-9 can run hard and punish some people, but that was not a fun watch yesterday.
They must have seen something in the special teams call to make that that play up the middle. They saw something on film. Like,
I don't understand why the guard just dove down to the ground.
They had to see something.
It must be a technique or something they're doing, because I feel like, because somebody, we kept asking, people were like, is that not a penalty? I'm like, well, Cam Chancellor used to jump over the center. They made that a penalty.
Right.
But he jumped over the A gap where the,
say, he jumped the gap,
where the guard just went straight down, almost like he was trying to go that low to submarine him. But that guy, maybe that guy just stands for the whole time, and usually our guard stands up and blocks. It just seemed like a crime of, not a crime, but, you know, crime of opportunity, where he dove down and that dude just jumped over top of him and blocked that.
I feel that goes to Miles' point. This guy probably watched tape. You're on special teams, right? You're not playing all the time. Probably said, look, man, I'm telling you, this player, this is his move. I don't know if that's true. And it'll be hard to know next week because I don't think he'll do that again, the guard.
No.
Right? So you'd have to watch tape of previous games this season to see if that's just his tendency. And this guy said, look, this is what he does. We can get over.
Yeah, and shout out to both Army and Navy. Those programs are rolling right now.
I was shocked by that, yeah.
let's see. I don't think I actually touched on this last week, but everybody knows Barry Williams, right? From the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Bunch, right.
The Brady Brunch.
Yeah.
They have an omelet station.
Oh, if Tom Brady hosted a brunch, it'd be so fancy.
But you wouldn't want to eat anything. It would all be super duper healthy, I'm sure, but like, do you have anything good?
But look at Tom Brady. If he hosted Brady's Brunch, like, you're right, it would all be super healthy, but like, that guy has so much money, like, the health food he eats has to taste good.
Maybe.
He doesn't strike me as just like, I'm eating chicken and brown rice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm eating imported chicken.
Yeah, right? There's some kind of seasoning he's found that's not bad for you or this and that, but I'd go to that brunch. Anyhow, so basically, Barry Williams, of course, who was on the Brady Bunch, he said, he's talking about the other cast members. He said, we all hooked up with each other at some point, not necessarily while we were filming.
That's good for Bobby and Cindy. Like, I'm hoping that was a little later in life.
So he even says that he goes, basically, they kind of paired off by age.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So, like,
him and Marcia.
Like, right, he's like, I dated Maureen McCormick. Chris Knight dated Eve Plump. Right, so they all kind of basically did, like, were hooking up with the person that was their age. And remember, they're all actors. They're in no way are they related.
Right.
So it's like, even though they're playing step brother and sister.
I can live with that.
Yeah. And also, you gotta, like, they're on this set, what, how many hours a day? You don't go to school like normal kids every day, so you don't have that interaction. It's like, this shouldn't be shocking news to anybody.
I'm not shocked at all. And wasn't, what was the mom's name?
Florence Henderson.
Apparently, she was like a super horn dog, and because he had said before, the actor who played Greg had said before, like, oh, she would come on to me plenty on the set, man. She was, I guess, a notorious throat goat and everything else, just like, hey, she wanted to get laid all the time, including the guy that played the father, and the father's like, I am gay. Right? You're hitting on me all the time. Like, I'm just not interested in women. Thank you, I appreciate it, but no.
Yeah, well, somebody should have told her to take the message and stop asking him out.
You know what? If she trained like we did, she would know.
Right.
But yeah, I'd have knocked boots with her, man, if I were on the set with her.
Well,
and she's like, you want to get some? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's plenty of older actresses now who aren't in their heyday, and they were like, oh, dude, want to hook up? I'd be like, yeah, you're whoever, right? Like, I'm still in. I'm game.
Yeah.
I don't got much going on. I was talking earlier today about football over the weekend. You got a decent matchup tonight. You have the Chiefs hosting the Saints.
It could be good. It's up to the Saints. I think that's the way I see it. Like, if the Saints can put out their offensive output, then you have a game. If KC's defense stifles them at all, KC's going to win ugly, slowly, painfully.
Yeah, and I saw an interesting stat today that basically was like the Saints aren't that far from being 4-0, and the Chiefs really aren't that far from being 2-2.
Correct.
So it should be a decent matchup. And then, you know, I think whenever you get these national games, by the way, shout out to last week's Thursday Night Football. That was hands down the best Thursday Night Football game for NFL I've ever seen in my life. But I think with these national games like this, right, at the end of the day, you just kind of want, you just, for the average fan, you just want a good game.
Make it a good game.
That's it. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if somehow the Saints pull this one off.
I would not be shocked. Yeah. And I'd be happy.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story, we go to Utah, where one man should have just minded his own business. A report was filed by a police deputy who was on the scene administering CPR to a patient for an undisclosed issue. The man apparently saw the officer performing the maneuver and felt the need to add his two cents, claiming to be a 15-year critical care paramedic. Criticizing the officer's technique and made several attempts to remove the deputy's hands. Ignoring several commands to leave the scene, the man was eventually placed under arrest for obstruction and three misdemeanor charges and is due in court. An investigation into his medical background only produced a long-expired certification from the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians.
I'm sorry, if I'm the cop, I tase his ass.
Right.
Just at the moment that he tries to move my hands, I'm doing CPR.
No, you need to do it this way. You're doing it wrong.
I'm trying to save a man's life.
Right.
You're not quite. I am here. There are other cops here. I'm the guy doing it. We get trained in this.
I'm telling you, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's what I pull. Or tell one of my other guys, like, tase his ass if he's not going to listen.
Knock him out. Just knock him out.
Something.
In other news, another apology needed to be issued from the airline industry, this time due to an issue with a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. We toasted this earlier today.
Yeah.
A systems malfunction led to the unfortunate inability for passengers to enjoy an in-flight movie of their choosing on the device locked into their seats. But flight staff did have the ability to air one from all devices on there. And kind of like when they, like when Delta will do that, you know, they'll stop everything and they'll run you through all, through all the safety stuff there. So they can kind of take over things there. Finding a fix that would alleviate some of the boredom of a long flight, they took a poll on which movie they would broadcast on the in-seat devices, with the prevailing group voting for the Dakota Johnson movie, Daddy-O.
They knew what they were doing.
They damn right they knew what they were doing. Unfortunately for those locked in, looking for a family-friendly movie, this film features profuse use of the F-word, prolonged sexting exchanges, and an erect penis, which was broadcast to all screens, with none of them even having the ability to shut the screens off to opt out of the viewing the movie.
Nice penis.
Due to the poor experience, the airline issued a sincere apology. That's the kicker right there.
Then they served them all corn dogs.
In-flight corn dogs?
In-flight meal.
In-flight corn dogs?
Here. Would you like to eat chicken breast or a corn dog?
Hot corn dog?
Hot corn dog.
Side of beans?
That would be a wild
just two beans per plate.
Two beans and corn dog.
Pair of deviled eggs?
Yeah.
A corn dog?
Right. Two boiled eggs and a corn dog.
Oh my God.
We got a theme on the sled.
That's right. You guys enjoyed this Dakota Johnson movie? A lot of Johnson in this Dakota Johnson movie.
Dakota Johnson and Johnson.
Right. Johnson and Johnson.
I mean,
I'm going to stereotype a little bit here, but you tell me you got a movie with Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that's going to be weird.
Right, come on, man.
You, your seat, man, you're Johnson.
Hey. Doggone it. A woman in the UK is on the warpath following a bad experience at a supermarket. While out on vacation with her husband, they were going about the market shopping for some goods that they needed for their stay when the unthinkable happened and something fell from the top shelf of the market. A head of cauliflower. The vegetable fell 4 feet and struck the woman on the head, leading her to seek medical attention at the nearby hospital. She was hospitalized.
A 4 foot drop of cauliflower.
That's right. Sent her to the hospital.
It sent her to the hospital, or she went to the hospital. I feel like these are two different things.
She has since claimed that the incident left her with constant pain and nausea, unable to work, and she says that she's insulted by the company's response, which was a gift card to the store and reimbursement for the cab fare that was paid for the trip to the hospital. She says that they even put the cauliflower right back on the top shelf as they responded to the incident. The market informed her that she would need to contact a solicitor if they wanted to escalate the situation further.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else the grocery store is supposed to do.
Right.
Like a jar of pickles, I would get.
I can't
frozen
work.
Bag of something, you know, but like, it's cauliflower, right. Man. It fell 4 feet.
Right. Granted, I'm sure it, you know, caused maybe a little bit of nausea if it struck you in the exact right spot. You can't work.
He got hit in the avocado. Look, you know what would have been worse if you had to eat it.
Hey.
If someone's like, can I hit you in the face with cauliflower, eat it? I'd be like, hit me with cauliflower.
It does suck.
It does.
And it's starting to invade everything. Like, I get it. Cauliflower.
It's good for crust.
Right.
You know what's good for crust? Flour.
Right.
Dude, it's so odd. Like, there's one place I go to that always has, like, the vegetable medley.
Yeah.
And I purposely do not eat the cauliflower. Broccoli, carrots, onions, fine.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'll eat cauliflower crust pizzas, riced cauliflower.
Sure.
I just don't like eating it on its own.
Well, anything
like,
tastes great if you drench it in red sauce and cheese.
It helps. Yeah. I mean, I don't eat oranges, but I'll drink orange juice.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
generally eat tomatoes.
It's kind of like, there's a lot of ketchup. People that hate tomatoes that love ketchup.
Yeah. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We head to Japan, where humans and nature found a reason to coexist. In a video that has since gone viral, we see a heavy downpour in one of the local cities. The camera pans across the area to show just how much rain was coming down before centering on the rest of the covered area that the filmer was taking refuge under, as a herd of nearly 24 deer also taking shelter under the cover. The deer are completely unfazed by the people that are also under the shelter and are unbothered as they all film and take selfies with the animals. And it sparked a lot of joy online.
I think that makes sense, though. Like, when it's just that wet. Like, right. I was saying to Miles earlier, it was dumping rain, whatever day it was. And the dog, if I was like, you want to go out? Loses her mind. She's at the door, tail wagging. Open the door. She sees the rain. It's just pissing down.
Oh, yeah.
But now she doesn't want to go.
It's kind of fun.
She's looking at me. I'm like, no, dude, we got it. You're the one who said you want to go.
Yeah, I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, I need to get that dog a weather app.
There you go. Men's Room Sports, the Seattle Seahawks that put up a great fight against the Detroit Lions last weekend, didn't exactly show up against the Giants this weekend. Just as the 42-29 score last week was a misrepresentation.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story, we go to Utah, where one man should have just minded his own business. A report was filed by a police deputy who was on the scene administering CPR to a patient for an undisclosed issue. The man apparently saw the officer performing the maneuver and felt the need to add his two cents, claiming to be a 15-year critical care paramedic, criticizing the officer's technique, and made several attempts to remove the deputy's hands. Ignoring several commands to leave the scene, the man was eventually placed under arrest for obstruction and three misdemeanor charges and is due in court. An investigation into his medical background only produced a long-expired certification from the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians.
I'm sorry, if I'm the cop, I tase his ass.
Right.
Just at the moment that he tries to move my hands, I'm doing CPR.
No, you need to do it this way. You're doing it wrong.
I'm trying to save a man's life.
Right.
You're not. I am here. There are other cops here. I'm the guy doing it. We get trained in this.
I'm telling you, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's when I pull. Or tell one of my other guys, like, tase his ass if he's not going to listen.
Knock him out. Just knock
something.
Him out.
Something.
In other news, another apology needed to be issued from the airline industry, this time due to an issue with a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. We toasted this earlier today.
Yeah.
A systems malfunction led to the unfortunate inability for passengers to enjoy an in-flight movie of their choosing on the device locked into their seats, but flight staff did have the ability to air one from all devices on there, and kind of like when they like when Delta will do that, you know, they'll stop everything and they'll run you through all the, running through all the safety stuff there, so they can kind of take over things there. Finding a fix that would alleviate some of the boredom of a long flight, they took a poll on which movie they would broadcast on the in-seat devices, with the prevailing group voting for the Dakota Johnson movie, Daddy-O.
They knew what they were doing.
They damn right they knew what they were doing. Unfortunately for those locked in looking for a family-friendly movie, this film features profuse use of the F-word, prolonged sexting exchanges, and an erect penis, which was broadcast to all screens, with none of them even having the ability to shut the screens off to opt out of the viewing the movie.
Nice penis.
Due to the poor experience, the airline issued a sincere apology. That's the kicker right there.
Then they served them all corn dogs.
In-flight corn dogs?
In-flight meal.
In-flight corn dogs?
Dear.
Would you like the chicken breast or a corn dog?
Hot corn dog?
Hot corn dog.
Side of beans?
That would be a wild.
Just two beans per plate.
Two beans and corn dog.
Pair of deviled eggs?
Yeah.
A corn dog?
Right. Two boiled eggs and a corn dog.
Oh my God.
We got a theme on the sled.
That's right. You guys enjoyed this Dakota Johnson movie? A lot of Johnson in this Dakota Johnson movie.
Dakota Johnson and Johnson.
Right. Dakota Johnson and Johnson.
I mean, I'm going to stereotype a little bit here, but you tell me you got a movie with Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that's going to be weird.
Right, come on, man.
You, your seat, Major Johnson.
Hey.
Doggone it.
A woman in the UK is on the warpath following a bad experience at a supermarket. While out on vacation with her husband, they were going about the market shopping for some goods that they needed for their stay when the unthinkable happened and something fell from the top shelf of the market. A head of cauliflower. The vegetable fell 4 feet and struck the woman on the head, leading her to seek medical attention at the nearby hospital. She was hospitalized.
A 4 foot drop of cauliflower.
That's right. Sent her to the hospital.
It sent her to the hospital, or she went to the hospital. I feel like these are two different things.
She has since claimed that the incident left her with constant pain and nausea, unable to work, and she says that she's insulted by the company's response, which was a gift card to the store and reimbursement for the cab fare that was paid for the trip to the hospital. She says that they even put the cauliflower right back on the top shelf as they responded to the incident. The market informed her that she would need to contact a solicitor if they wanted to escalate the situation further.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else the grocery store is supposed to do.
Right.
Like a jar of pickles, I would get.
I can't
frozen work. Bag of something, you know, but like, it's cauliflower, right. Man. It fell 4 feet.
Right. Granted, I'm sure it, you know, caused maybe a little bit of nausea if it struck you in the exact right spot. You can't work?
You got hit in the avocado. Look, you know what would have been worse if you had to eat it.
Hey.
If someone's like, can I hit you in the face with cauliflower, eat it? I'd be like, hit me with the cauliflower.
It does suck.
It does.
And it's starting to invade everything. Like, I get it. Cauliflower.
Because it's good for crust.
Right.
You know what else is good for crust? Flour.
Right.
Dude, it's so odd. Like, there's one place I go to that always has, like, the vegetable medley.
Yeah.
And I purposely do not eat the cauliflower. Broccoli, carrots, onions, fine.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'll eat cauliflower crust pizzas, rice, cauliflower.
Sure.
I just don't like eating it on its own.
Well, anything
like,
tastes great if you drench it in red sauce and cheese.
It helps. Yeah. I mean, I don't eat oranges, but I'll drink orange juice.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
generally eat tomatoes.
It's kind of like, there's a lot of ketchup. People that hate tomatoes that love ketchup.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is an absolute fact. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, like there's good news.
We head to Japan, where humans and nature found a reason to coexist. In a video that has since gone viral, we see a heavy downpour in one of the local cities. The camera pans across the area to show just how much rain was coming down before centering on the rest of the covered area that the filmer was taking refuge under, as a herd of nearly 24 deer also taking shelter under the cover. The deer are completely unfazed by the people that are also under the shelter and are unbothered as they all film and take selfies with the animals. And it sparked a lot of joy online.
I think that makes sense, though. Like, when it's just that wet. Like, right. I was saying to Miles earlier, it was dumping rain, whatever day it was. And the dog, if I was like, you want to go out? Loses her mind. She's at the door, tail wagging. Open the door. She sees the rain. It's just pissing down.
Oh, yeah.
But now she doesn't want to go.
It's kind of
and
fun
she's looking at me. I'm like, no, dude, we got to. You're the one who said you want to go.
Yeah, I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, I need to get that dog a weather app.
Hey, dude. Men's Room Sports, the Seattle Seahawks that put up a great fight against the Detroit Lions last weekend, didn't exactly show up against the Giants this weekend. Just as the 42-29 score last week was a misrepresentation of a blowout defeat, the 20-29 score this week was a misrepresentation that the Seahawks put up a good fight. Poor play design, a defense that couldn't stop big plays in the short game, and an offense that couldn't get anything rolling all contributed to the loss this week. Head coach Mike McDonald said in a postgame conference that we needed to keep our heads up, take it on the chin, and move forward, looking toward the upcoming Thursday night game against the Niners this week.
He's right.
They're on just a couple days, so.
And I'm like, it happened. Yeah. It sucks. The
Lick
players know
it.
We
it.
Know it. Right. Get back to work, right. Man.
And that's something that he's consistently said. Even when we were winning those cupcake games, he said, we can be better. We have to be better. We have to continue to be better. So I like his stance on it. Like, he's not blaming anybody other than just say, we need to be better.
That's what good coaches say.
That's right. Sports on the night. You got some NBA preseason. The Thunder are in San Antonio against the Spurs, currently underway over on NBA Network. Baseball playoffs are also on as we speak. Kansas City takes on New York for game two over on TBS and True TV. And the Saints are in Kansas City against the Chiefs for Monday Night Football over on ESPN. As far as your weather, the nice weather this week will be short-lived for the foreseeable future, so enjoy it. Things are going to cool down tonight to the high 50s leading into tomorrow, where we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and a high of 67. Be ready for the rain to show up in full effect next week. It's on its way, y'all. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.